A very busy weekend coming up in our area. Lots of things to see and do. And, of course, it features the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski and Skate Sale. Here's Willie Hallihan.
Saturday will be the annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski and Skate Sale at the Lakeville Hose Company facilities. This is one of SWASA's major fundraisers. We've changed the name of it, actually, over the years. A lot of people who've been around for a while remember it as simply the Ski Swap, because originally, many years ago, that's exactly what it was. People would bring in a pair of some equipment that no longer worked. They'd outgrown it or whatever, and they'd swap it for something else. Well, it's evolved quite a bit since then. We've changed the name several times to better reflect what it is we're doing, but it's an event where people can come in and buy used equipment. They can also sell equipment that they've outgrown or no longer need for one reason or another. And we also have a huge amount of new equipment. There's a guy from Springfield who comes in. He's a jobber. He's accumulated. He buys out, equipment overruns from manufacturers, maybe ski shops that have gone out of business. Anyway, he buys a huge amount of skates and skis, cross country, downhill, snowshoes, all that kind of stuff. And he offers them for sale too. So as well as hats and gloves and mittens and all sorts of things. So there's a huge, huge amount of equipment available to buy, both new and used. And if you have something to sell, say you have your kids have outgrown their skates or ski boots, and you want to sell them, it becomes a two-day event, because if you want to sell something, you come on Friday to the Lakeville Hose Company from 4 to 7. There are a bunch of us there to greet you, and you can consult with us if you don't know what to sell something for. We've got years of experience and to tell you what things typically will sell for, and we tag them. It's a fairly elaborate process because we want to make sure if a tag falls off an item, we can match it up somehow. So we put your name on the tag. Fairly detailed description of the piece of equipment, the price you want for it, and then we duplicate it on another sheet, and then we put it out with everything else to sell. The next day, at the end of the day, the sale runs from, we extended it an hour last year because of COVID. We're only letting 25 people in at a time, so we extended the sale an hour. Instead of 8 to 11, we extended it from 8 to noon. We're going to continue that this year. Anyway, at the end of the sale, you come in, and if you've sold your equipment, your used equipment, you get that amount. We don't take a percentage of that. That's all yours. SWASA makes its money. I'll give an example of how we make our money. If your equipment didn't sell and you didn't want to lug it home, you can donate it to us, and we'll sell it next year. We'll lower the price even more so that it's even more price-friendly. The following year we'll hopefully sell it and glean the benefit of that. We also get a percentage of the new sales. Whatever the new equipment sells, SWASA gets a percentage of that. It's my favorite fundraiser that SWASA does, because not only are we making money, but it's really a service for people. You take a family that has children, even one child, and they're involved in sports, whether it's skating, they're in hockey, or they're skiing, in footwear especially. They're outgrowing their equipment every year. They're outgrowing their footwear every year. And what they can do is they can come in with the outgrown pair of boots, put a reasonable price, $20 on it, or whatever you want, it's up to you, and hopefully sell it. But you can also find a good used pair of boots or skates or whatever for a similar amount. And if all works well, you sell your unwanted stuff, you buy some good used stuff, and it's a wash. And the new equipment is very reasonably priced too. So anyway, It's a great time. It's a very frenetic time, actually. There are people, if anybody's looking for something very specific, they need a pair of size 5 children's hockey skates. They want to make sure that if they're there, they grab them. You got to get there early. The sale starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, but typically we'll have 50 or 60 people waiting to get in the door just for that reason. If you're crowd averse, I would say, and it's not all that important that you get there early, then if you get there 9:30 to 10, things have slowed down considerably. It's still plenty of activity, but the crowds have abated somewhat. But it's definitely worthwhile. And this year, almost at the same time we're having our sale, theirs starts a little after, I think at 11 o'clock, the Lakeville Hose Auxiliary is having their Christmas sale right next door. So there's going to be plenty going on next Saturday. Friday from 4 to 7, that's when you bring in your used equipment if you want to sell it. Saturday morning from 8 to noon is the sale. From noon to 1, you pick up your money from what you've sold, if you've sold it, and or take it back if you haven't. You can donate it to us if you don't want to deal with it anymore. Anyway, it's a great, great time. Everybody wins. It's one of those win-win situations.
Another win-win situation, as Willie says, it benefits the Salisbury Winter Sports Association and benefits you, especially if you have lots of people in your family that ski and they're young, can save you a lot of money. That's coming up this Saturday.